Jonah Crismore, thank you so much for being here. I know it's a busy time right now for you in Cinema Center.
Yeah, it's an extremely busy day today. Today we are debuting, you know, the big change. The transition's happened, the fundraising's complete, and a digital projector has been installed, and we're ready to start showing films today.
So what exactly is a digital projector, and how does it compare to what you had previously?
Well, previously we had a 35mm projector, which is basically the same projection system that has been used in theaters, movie theaters, almost since the beginning of film itself. It uses a film reel and light and a screen, and that's really all the components to it. Because of the pressures from big film distributors, we had to go to a digital projection system that is basically a large computer hard drive. We're going to have to ingest, which is kind of like download a film into the system, and then we project it from that instead now.
And do you think this will help you show more different kinds of films?
For sure. Like, most smaller distributors have already gone completely digital. You know, the larger studios trying to help out smaller theaters, they were kind of the last ones to make the change. But now it's pretty much going to be a completely digital world now that we're living in. And so, yeah, we will be able to show more films from smaller distributors more regularly, and hopefully have them sooner than we did in the past. Because before, we had to wait for a film print to show up. Now a hard drive is made and sent over to us, and we can hopefully show it as soon as we book it.
Are movie studios putting out old movies on digital?
Actually, we're probably going to have a better access to older films because there's been a big push in the last 10 years to digitize old films. This opening weekend, we're going to be showing the 1931 film M by Fritz Lang. And that, you know, we would never probably had access to a 35mm print of this, especially of it being completely restored with 7 additional minutes. But now, because we have a digital projector, we can have access to that film and show it.
Now, when you told a lot of your members and other patrons that you were going digital, was there any kind of outcry or any discord about that?
Well, there was a lot of education that had to be done. A lot of people just didn't understand why it was a necessity as opposed to something we just wanted to do. And once we let people know that if we don't go in the digital direction, we won't be able to show the new films that they've come to expect Cinema Center to show, then it became much more real for everybody to understand that this is something that, you know, if Cinema Center is going to remain an important arts organization within the community, we need to help them go digital.
Now, this was definitely a major capital project for you guys. I remember seeing you had a Kickstarter campaign and a matching grant. What kind of response did you receive? Did you see a lot of different people donating, or a lot of the same people that you already knew were members or patrons?
Our members and patrons really came through for us, but we definitely received, you know, a huge response from the community that I won't say that we weren't expecting it, but it was surprising that it was as strong as it was. And then when we got the matching grant from the Waterfield Foundation and the Chapman Fund, the support just made it even, you know, even more prevalent. People really started donating more, knowing that their money was going to be basically doubled because of the matching grants we received. Definitely think across the board, it was a whole spectrum of our audiences, which, you know, we had a lot of people who have been long-standing patrons and members, and we also had brand new people who've never donated to anything before but really felt this was important.
People have so many options when it comes to watching movies. You know, they can do it at home if they want to. They can go to other theaters. And do you think innovations like this can help a small theater like Cinema Center?
Oh, for sure. Mostly because in the old 35mm world, we would have to wait so long sometimes because there were so few prints made because they were so expensive that it was almost to the point where films were being released on home video that we could sometimes get them at Fort Wayne because we're a smaller market. Now, because it's so much cheaper to make the hard drive to send over to us for the digital projector, we can hopefully be a couple more steps ahead before the internet, Netflix, and home video releases of films.
It seems like making and presenting a film is a very, very physical thing. You know, audiences could hear the projector and sometimes you can see the frames go by. And do you think switching to digital will take any of this away or take any of the artistic experience away from a film?
Well, since so many films now are filmed on digital, I don't necessarily think it's going to take away from the experience from new films. Of course, there's a lot of people who love the experience of having that 7 seconds of darkness right before the flicker starts of a 35mm projector. I'm one of those people. But, you know, this is going to be better for the experience because, you know, for one thing, the prints aren't going to be recycled so much from other theaters. And they're not going to be in as bad a condition as sometimes we would receive if we got a print that had been at 10 theaters before us. That's not going to be the case with the new projector.